He was born in South Alabama, and he died in West Virginia in Oak Hill. He listened to the whistles of the moaning old freight trains and birds.